Cardiff Carnival 25th anniversary project. Interviewer, Steve Fletcher. Interviewee, Michelle Leask. Today's date is the 20th of October 2015. And the location of the interview is Michelle's kitchen, which is in Glamorgan Street in Canton. Before we start, Michelle, would you be kind enough to spell your name in full for the record?
Okay, it's M-I-C-H-E-L-E-L-E-A-S-K.
Thank you very much indeed. Going back two summers to Cardiff 2014, it was the 25th anniversary Cardiff Carnival. And you and your lovely daughter Rosie took part for the first time. What was it like?
It was fantastic. We had a great day. We did get very wet because it did rain, unfortunately. However, we had great fun and everybody in the streets were cheering us on, which was great because they were all standing there getting wet too. But it still went very well,
I thought. As, of course, your carnival story starts with a visit to the carnival camp, which was at Fitzalan High School.
That's correct.
So you got there. What happened next?
Well, we went in. We were very much welcomed by the staff. We were asked what category we wanted to be in, and my daughter chose a category where a friend was when they were making water. It was to do with water and the sea, and so we made costumes of animals and things, and our costumes were very much decorated. It's sea sort of themed.
Were you fish, is that right?
We were kind of fish. I'm not sure we look like fish. But we made a good effort to be fish-like.
Excellent. Did you have fish-like?
Or mermaids, maybe.
did you have fish-like? What was your face paint like on the parade?
Oh, it was lovely. We were all kind of bluish with very blue and turquoisey sparkly bits. So we're all very different faces, but all with the same colours. So we blended in and looked very well together.
That sounds smashing. Can you remember what music you could hear on the carnival parade
that day? It was all the drums and the carnival atmosphere, really, and you need that to dance and get your little routines going, and once you're all doing it together and you can hear the drums of the band, I can't remember what they were called.
Samba drumming.
Yeah, they were great, and without that it would have been a lot harder, but yeah, it really brings the atmosphere together.
That sounds wonderful. Rosie, very bright kid. I always think of her in musical terms because I know she plays the keyboard and indeed sings in the choir.
She does.
How did she take to the actual making, which is a different art form as well?
Yeah.
Did she enjoy
it? She enjoys that a lot.
So sticking doesn't bother her.
No, she likes sewing as well, which I'm really rubbish at. So she's well into that, always making things anyway. So yeah. She's very
creative. Creative person, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, she enjoyed the
Obviously
making.
Gets it from her mother.
Oh, I'm not so sure.
lovely to hear about your carnival experiences. And I think I'm right in saying that having been in that parade, you've joined us, Swicker, on other occasions, including the grandly named National St. David's Day Parade.
Oh, that's the best. Yeah, that's great. We love that. We like dressing up as dragons and parading on St. David's Day. I'm going to miss that.
Lovely. And you had headpieces. Did you have
wings? Yeah, we had big wings, yes.
Right. Did the wind catch you at all? Or were you?
Was
it not a windy day?
I caught a few people in the crowd.
Did you?
Pushed a few heads with my wings, but it was all okay.
Their lawyers didn't.
No, everybody was fine.
No, they didn't get in touch. That's fantastic. Michelle, thank you so much for telling us about what
You're
it was like to
welcome.
Be there at Carnival number 25.
It was a fantastic experience, and it's going to be a shame it's not happening again.
Thank you very much indeed. Bless you.
Thank you.